This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Colorado Springs Police Department asking for the public's help to find a missing teen. Elena Frisbee was last seen near her home in Middle Creek in Voyager early yesterday morning. The 17-year-old described as a mixed-race female with long black hair who has developmental disabilities. We have pictures of her posted over at KRDO.com. Anyone with information about the teen's location being asked to contact the Springs Police Department or Area Crime Stoppers. A jury, meanwhile, has convicted Joshua Johnson on first-degree murder in connection to the death of a teenage co-worker at a Walgreens location. It took jurors just over an hour to find him guilty of killing 17-year-old Riley Whitelaw, stabbing her multiple times. According to investigators, Whitelaw asked for a different schedule in the weeks leading up to her death because Johnson made her feel uncomfortable. Fourth Judicial District Attorney Michael Allen speaking after that verdict was announced.
Riley's light continues to burn bright, and her loved ones, friends, and Riley's mom have dedicated themselves to guarding that flame.
Johnson had no reaction upon hearing the verdict in sentencing, which is life in prison without the possibility of parole. The Whitelaw family, very emotional following that verdict, saying that there is a huge void in their hearts, but they do feel as if justice has been served.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are reportedly involved in an investigation of a Fremont County funeral home. Investigators from several agencies were spotted yesterday at the Return to Nature funeral home in Penrose. Details about the investigation or what they were seeking were not released, although we can say that the investigation does involve multiple agencies.
The Colorado Union representing striking workers at Kaiser Permanente says no progress was made on a new deal yesterday. About 3,000 healthcare workers in Colorado walked off the job yesterday as a part of that three-day strike. Emily Barrera is a medical assistant here in the Springs.
We're out here because we are tired of Kaiser executives just not listening to us. We know that this three-day strike will at least get the attention of some people, hopefully the right people, and get us the staffing crisis under control.
Kaiser Permanente Colorado issuing a statement yesterday saying that the two sides agreed on some issues during negotiations, but seemed hopeful that that new agreement would come in place soon. The healthcare organization said 11 pharmacies and 21 labs in Colorado will remain closed. About two dozen medical imaging departments will not be doing routine x-rays during this strike.
The Colorado Department of Education is reporting a quarter of students miss so much school they qualify as chronically absent. Moira Casados-Cassidy, vice president of the Denver Classroom Teachers Association and an English teacher at one of the high schools, says most of the time kids are missing school for reasons out of their control.
It's not that students don't want to come to school. It's not that they don't care about school. Nine times out of ten, it's because students are having issues in their home life.
The alarming trend that was sparked by the pandemic is now causing concern about academic success in Colorado. A new analysis from the state released yesterday found one in every four students missed more than 10% of school last year. The only year that saw more absences was the 2021-2022 school year, when kids were getting used to being back in the classroom after the pandemic. Certain groups of students had higher rates of chronic absenteeism, including those who qualify for free and reduced lunch, those experiencing homelessness, and migrant students. The president of Pueblo Community College is planning to retire next year. The college announced Monday that Patty Urjavec will step down as president at the end of the spring semester. Urjavec has served as president of the college since 2010 and is the first woman to hold the position. Her last day will be May 31st.
In a high-speed motorcycle ride from Colorado Springs to Denver, gaining thousands of views online, a video posted to YouTube earlier this week shows a motorcycle rider getting onto I-25 in Colorado Springs and accelerating the speeds upwards of 170 miles an hour. The rider weaves between cars and trucks traveling back and forth across the three lanes of I-25 before making it into the outskirts of Denver just 20 minutes later. We all know it takes most drivers about an hour to complete that trip, as the maximum speed limit in the area, 75 miles an hour. Many commenters congratulated the rider for his skill in making the high-speed ride, while others criticized him for risky behavior, putting himself and others at risk. No word yet on any response from the Colorado State Patrol.
Mainly sunny skies and mild temperatures ahead for your Thursday afternoon, then a cool down by about 10 degrees coming up on Friday. We'll see highs today in the upper 60s, Colorado Springs, and about 73 in Pueblo, and look for winds out of the east-southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.